episode contains explicit content not suitable for listeners under 18 years of age.
My girlfriend's mom, Vivian, is really old-fashioned. She has told me on multiple occasions that she expects us to not sleep together until we're married. The crazy thing is that we've literally only been dating for 2 weeks, and we are taking things slow. If I'm being completely honest, I think the whole no sex thing is because Vivian hates the idea of possibly becoming a grandmother. She is obsessed with this idea that she's a MILF, and giving her a grandchild out of wedlock would be a reminder that she's an aging widow who just so happens to have a nice body, a filthy mouth, and a crazy sex drive. Last week she asked me to come by her house by myself to have an important conversation. I figured she was going to get onto me for calling her dog a fugly mutt when I didn't know that my girlfriend had her on speakerphone. When I showed up to her place, she was oddly friendly. "There he is. Come on inside and take a seat on the couch," she said as she took my coat and put it on the coat rack. "I have a glass of your favorite sweet tea on the coffee table." I figured I would try to get in front of this conversation quickly. "Listen, if this is about Barkley..." "Oh no 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 no," she assured me. "That's all behind us. I wanted to talk to you about your balls." I choked on the tea I was drinking. "Excuse me." Vivian shifted in her seat, straightening her back and thrusting her chest out. She was wearing one of her signature low-cut white tops with a black lacy bra. I could tell from following her into the room that she had a matching thong that peaked above the top of her designer jeans. "I know I put a lot of pressure on you to abstain from sex with my daughter," she said. "I wanted to apologize if it seems like I am meddling." She was meddling. "But what did it have to do with my balls? I am not so old school that I don't understand that men have certain needs." Before she said the word needs, she licked her lips. "I know that if you don't have an outlet, things can get uncomfortable and frustrating. I want to be that outlet. At this point, I would rather take care of Barkley for a week than be sitting in this conversation." "I really appreciate that offer, Vivian, but I think..." "Stop thinking for just one moment," she interrupted. "Listen to what I am about to offer. If you agree to abstain from sex with my daughter, I will allow you to do anything you want to my body, at any time. You can come here any time of day or night and she'll never know. You can use any of my holes and I will keep all your come here for myself." I had heard enough. I got up and walked to the entryway to get my jacket. "Vivian, thank you for the tea, and I really am sorry about what I said about Barkley. But I really..." "Please come back here," she said with a hint of desperation in her voice. "Just look at my body first before you go. If you don't like what I show you, you can leave and we'll agree to never talk about this again. You'll even have my blessing to sleep with my daughter." This seemed like an easy way to appease her. She'd probably unbutton her shirt or something corny like that and I could leave. "Deal," I said finally. I grabbed my coat, walked back into the living room, and then my mouth fell open. I was looking at her holes. The holes she said I could have anytime I want. The holes she wanted me to come in. "That's what I thought," she said. "Now hang your jacket back up. Sit back down and watch me touch myself while I explain how this is going to work." I was honestly afraid to hang my jacket back up, mainly because I was trying to hide my massive erection from Vivian, who was currently completely naked, face down, ass up in the middle of her living room floor. My girlfriend's mother was presenting her tight, pink holes to me. I said, "Put your coat back and come sit back down on the couch," she repeated. "Unless you're not interested in my offer to fuck me whenever you want. In which case you can leave right now. I'm not stopping you. There's nothing wrong with just sitting there and hearing her out," I thought to myself. "It's not like I am about to fuck her. Not in a million years." I placed my jacket on the peg by the door and sat back down. "Vivian, this is crazy. I like your daughter. I am dating your daughter, and yet here you are." She looked back over her shoulder to smile at me and used her fingers to spread her pussy lips. "This has nothing to do with liking or dating. This is about needs. Right now, if you've been respecting my wishes about not sleeping with my daughter, you are probably full of cum." She wasn't wrong. We had been taking things slow, and it was driving me crazy. I tried and failed to maintain eye contact with Vivian, who by this time had probably noticed my erection. I was staring at the neatly trimmed strip of bright red pubic hair pointing straight to her otherwise hairless pussy and asshole. She could see on my face that I was feeling conflicted. "It's okay, it's only natural that you want to look when your balls are full," she said softly. "You can come down here by me and take a better look while you decide whether this arrangement is something you're interested in. We're not in any rush." She had started rubbing her pussy slowly with her index and middle fingers. She then used those same fingers to make a come hither motion and summon me from the couch. I saw glistening strings of cum running from her neatly manicured nails back to the warm pink slit. I sat down on the carpet behind her a foot away. Only a foot away from that crazy woman and her crazy body that she had said I could use any way I want. "Oh God, am I crazy now too?" "Now here is what is going to happen," Vivian said. "I am going to explain how this agreement between us is going to work. If you feel like you want to do anything to me while I am speaking, you have my permission. You can taste my holes. You can fuck my holes. Hell, you can put objects from around my living room in my holes. This is about giving you a release, but I still want you to listen." I nodded and glanced around the room at what she might have been wanting me to fuck her with. Nothing jumped out at me. "Now my daughter is a good girl and you're a great boyfriend to her," she said. "But I can't have you fucking her before you're married. It's just not how I was raised, and it's not how I raised her. I want to know you're committed before that happens." Commitment was an odd way of putting it when she was fingering her bare. Wet pussy was only a few inches from my face. Her fingers were going in and then coming out covered in wet cream. She only paused occasionally to rub the excess cum on her asshole. For some reason this made my mouth water. "I want you to come over twice a week," and she started to say, but I cut her off. Can I just lick your pussy? Like, right now? You won't tell her or anyone." Vivian seemed exasperated. "Finally, what have I been saying this entire time?" She arched her back even more and stuck her ass in the air, using her hands to spread herself wide. I slowly leaned forward and placed the tip of my tongue on her clit. "There you go," she said. "Now, like I was saying, I want you to come over twice a week so you can empty your balls. That should keep any impure thoughts about my daughter at bay." My mouth was completely against her pussy at this point, so I didn't feel the need to say anything. "Please nod your head if you agree that this should work," she said in a demanding voice. I nodded my head vigorously and accidentally ran my tongue over her asshole. "Oops, sorry about that," I muttered. "It tasted sweet, like her pussy." "You really need to stop apologizing," she said with a laugh. "You can put your tongue anywhere you want. You can put my tongue anywhere you want." I had to find out if she was telling the truth. "Prove it," I said. Vivian sat up and turned around, still kneeling on the floor in front of me, so we were basically looking eye to eye. She chuckled and leaned forward. Was she going to kiss me? No, she was going to lick her cum off my face. I stood up. "Open your mouth," I said in a voice that was so determined that I almost surprised myself. Vivian smiled and dramatically plopped her tongue out. I pulled my dick out of my pants and pushed it into her mouth, deep and fast. She almost fell off balance for a moment, but I held the back of her head to stabilize her. And then I face-fucked her. If she wanted me to empty my balls in her, I was going to give her exactly what she wanted. The craziest part. I think she was loving this more than I was. Her spit was dripping onto her huge tits and running down onto the floor. She would occasionally gag, but mostly she just smiled and looked up at me like she was proud. Proud of herself. She was doing what she felt was best for her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend. After a few minutes, I came in Vivian's throat. She swallowed the entire load. When I finally opened my eyes and looked down, she was beaming up at me. Her mascara was running down her sweaty, blushing cheeks and her pussy was still dripping cum on the rug. She was a mess, but she was a hot mess. I smiled back at her. "There you go," she said as if she was celebrating my orgasm and the thick cum that was now in her belly. That's the smile of a man who is satisfied.
Joining us. We are also eager to hear your story.
So if you have one to share with the world, feel free to send it in. Until then, we'll see you in the next episode right here on the Coitus Ecstasy Podcast.
Leave us a review and make sure to hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. All rights reserved.